Well, the NFL officiating office spoke out yesterday. Dean Blandino had some things to say that, yes, it should have been defensive holding on Anthony Hitchens on Brandon Pettigrew, and that it should have been a first down for Detroit. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is somebody else from the NFL officiating office, one of Dean Blandino's assistants, to talk about other things that went on during the Cowboys-Lions game. What's your name, sir, and your position?
I am the information officer for Dean Blandino. I'm Tim Kankelvoss Diddlefinger.
Okay. I'm not going to remember that. But,
I've talked with you guys like 12 times at various Super Bowls, so I don't understand why you don't remember me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess your office has had a lot to deal with coming out of that Cowboys-Lions game, huh?
You're damn right, you know, and, you know, as kind of the information officer, it's my job to talk to. I've been doing like 12 radio stations this morning, explaining the call and explaining what went on. I'm kind of the Rich Dalrymple of the officiating office. But unlike Dalrymple, I actually do some work.
Well,
just let me clarify, I'm teasing that, and I'd call Rich and tell him I'm teasing, but I'm sure he's already in his office watching skateboard fails or wedding bloopers or on YouTube or whatever. Probably got his phone on Do Not Disturb.
All right, so just to clarify, you do think that the improper call was made, right?
Well, I do think the improper call was made, and that's what Dean says. Dean, I talked with him this morning, and he punched me in the neck for misspelling a word on the report I typed up. He's a very difficult guy to work for.
Uh-huh.
Works to be very hard, very demanding. Matter of fact, he took off a toe last week when I forgot to say yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
He demands respect, and you know that's important. And even if that respect comes in the form of me having to get on my knees and attend to what he calls his manly officiating needs. But by the way, if you use your teeth, you get flagged for unnecessary roughness.
All right.
Guys,
you like your job that much?
Well, I don't exactly like it, but you know, before I worked for Blandino, I drove bus, so
that's
great.
Okay. All right. So the call was improper. It should have been what?
Well, this is the thing. What Dean saw on the tape, he said that, when he first popped in the tape, I was in the room with him. What he first saw on the tape was two women going at it. Then he realized he had the wrong tape in the machine. Switched it out for the Cowboy game. Then he saw two other women going at it, Jerry Jones and Chris Christie hugging like little girls. And in this league, excessive gay celebration ought to get you 15 yards at a loss of down. That's what he said. That's a quote.
That's what Dean said.
Yeah, but the first thing he saw on the play was he said that he should have thrown a flag. They should have thrown a flag on Matthew Stafford for a weak-ass rich boy throw. And that's a quote. You can use it.
We can use it? Okay.
Yeah, he said that if Stafford wasn't some Highland Park kid whose hands are so soft from counting money all his life, he could have put some actual testicles on that ball.
I doubt a league official would say something like that.
He also said that Pettigrew was not guilty of a face mask penalty.
Okay.
He said that Hitchens deserved to have his eyes gouged out for running like a recently reanimated Frankenstein monster. He said, quote, Hitchens looks like your fat grandmother running downhill too fast. Arms flailing wildly, eyes all glazed over, jumping on the pile. You know the.
Okay, sure. But that's not a penalty, though. I mean, that's not an NFL penalty.
Well, one thing he did say is that Dez Bryant should have been kicked out of the game.
For what?
For being a midfield helmetless jackwagon.
Wow. He uses strong language.
Oh, that's not even the half of it. The F word is every other word. And that's when he's praying.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
He also said that it should have been a safety when Spalding was shown in the Jumbotron with his mouth open like a largemouth bass with a head injury.
Safety?
Yeah, he said that should have been a safety. I'm just reporting it.
Okay, you know, all right.
Me. This is Blandino's words, not mine.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, which one of you is George?
That's me.
That's Jody. I can hear Jody now. Which one's George?
No, that's me. I'm George.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. He also gave me a message to give to the people and the citizens of Dallas.
Okay.
He said that told me that all you Cowboy fans need to shut the hell up with all this whining about face mask holding and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he said that if you don't shut up, he's going to order his officiating goons to never throw a flag on Green Bay in the coming game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he would have come on here and told you this stuff personally, but right now he's meeting with the Teamsters to plan his revenge against his archenemy, Ed Hockley. Kankelvoss Diddlefinger out.
Okay.
Thank you.
That is Tim Kankelvoss Diddlefinger. information officer from the NFL.